Item 9 is a subdivision rezoning at 341 Springfield Road under file DAS Z 14 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item 10, which is a conditional use at 341 Springfield Road under DCU 124722 of 2014D. And item 11 is a variance at 341 Springfield Road under file DAV 124566 of 2014D.
So we hear them concurrently. And those are the registered.
Everybody registered.
Pardon me?
Okay, so we have Mr. Wintrup registered in support of the application.
Good evening, Community Committee. John Wintrup, 301-139 Roslyn Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba. We were here at the last meeting. We presented some information. The matter was adjourned. I believe the hang-up or the question was being kind of talked about at the last meeting. As a quick summary, was where to locate the parking lot. We're asking for it to be in the rear yard instead of in the front yard. We noted several properties along both sides of the street on Springfield have parking in the backyard, and that we have presently an approach on the Springfield, but we would have to apply for, I believe, a non-conforming approach to another committee to get approval if we want to come off Springfield Road. I've talked to my client. They'd like to have the parking in the backyard. It's very similar to the apartment block, just, I do believe, two or three doors down to them to the east that has parking in the back. And they're prepared to offer a letter of credit on file to the City of Winnipeg to fund a portion of the, right directly behind their property, a portion of the back lane to be upgraded along their rear edge, along the length of their property. We had previously put a letter in everybody's mailboxes along both sides of that back lane to see if they'd support a local improvement. We only heard from three people. They were absolutely against any kind of local improvement to improve the back lane, but we're more than willing to contribute our fair share to the back lane and provide the city a letter of credit for that.
Any other questions at this point? You'll have an opportunity as the applicant to come back after you hear from the other applications.
Okay. Thank you.
Our presentations. Thank you. Also registered in support of this, you can be registered in support. You don't need to necessarily speak. But if you do wish to speak, you can. Sewell Benar, Bonnie Lane, registered in support. Registered in support. Ranjit Singh Jahal, registered in support. Paul Jahal, registered in support. Anybody else who's registered in support I have not read the names for? Anybody else who's registered in support I have not read names for? Seeing none, I will then call on those who are here in opposition. Again, you can speak up to a maximum of 10 minutes, or you can just wish to register in opposition. You can be recorded as such. Jeffrey Nichols, registered in opposition. Good evening.
Hi. I'd just like to say that I lived in the neighborhood for 25 years. I don't believe this is a good thing for our block. This property is only a double lot and not enough room for a sixplex on this location. It would possibly bring down property values in the neighborhood. It's going to reduce privacy for our neighbors. It's going to increase parking on the front street, which is already an issue and sometimes. There's a fourplex, two houses down, that already creates problems for us and others. Right now, the owners of the house next door, the garbage is in the backyard and front yard. It blows in our neighbors' yards and stuff. And the gentleman talked about improvements to the back lane. I've lived there 25 years. We've had petitions before that we didn't want these improvements. We're happy with the back lane the way it is. If it improves, we have the school on Sutton there, and the kids from the school, they race down the back lane as it is. Can you imagine if it was paved, what would happen? So I just want to register my opposition. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Nichols, thanks very much. Thank you. Yeah, of course. Mr. Nichols, just a quick question.
Would you be able to describe then the state of the back alley?
The back lane is,
back lane, yeah.
It's gravel, and they just come and they grade it nice and smooth every once in a while. You know, right now, unfortunately, where I live, it's kind of a low hole, and during the summer, the water does lay there, you know, which is unfortunate. But, you know, none of my other neighbors have complained about the back lane, and I believe some of them don't want the improvement as well and the cost for that.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Okay, next delegation in opposition is Vince Martins. You wish to speak, Mr. Martins? Okay. No, of course. Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Vince Martins, 336 Sutton Avenue.
Okay.
So I'm on Sutton. Across the back lane is where the house depression will be. So I'm kitty corner to that house. So just a comment on the back lane, I can confirm, like, it's gravel. They grade it, but once it rains a few times, it doesn't take long for those holes to come back. But kids and other cars do go down there quite quickly at times. So it's if it's paved, yeah, it would probably cause more of a risk than the way it is now. But I just like to comment. So I was here in November too at the last meeting. So right now it's a roughly 1,000 square foot house, that 341 Springfield, single family unit. So if we convert to a sixplex, we'd be talking six families. It's not uncommon for a family to have two cars, could be potentially 12 cars. I just don't see how that's going to work in the back there, and especially the wear and tear in the back lane. I'm not sure where all these cars would go. I think maybe a duplex would be fine. I think a fourplex is kind of pushing it. I think a sixplex is just too extreme. So I just wanted to voice my opposition.
Thank you. Any questions at this point? Thanks very much, Mr. Martins.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if this is a first name or last name. Chong? Chong? Register in opposition, sir?
Yeah, I'm looking at the name.
Okay, register in opposition. Thank you, Chong, or Mr. Chong, I'm not sure. Thank you. Leo Visar? Do you wish to speak, sir? That's correct. Yes, come on down. Anybody for information?
That's it.
Okay. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm opposed to this project. When I heard that they wanted to put a sixplex, which is probably about a 60-foot lot, I believe, I couldn't believe it. Our lane is overtaxed already. There's at least a duplex there. There's a fourplex on there, and there's an apartment block. The nature of the lane is that it's probably about The lane services probably about 40% of the homeowners. The rest have side driveways. So we'll never get anything passed to pave this lane because the ones with the side driveways don't want to pay for it. And it's overtaxed already traffic-wise with the amount of residents that we have living on it. It's almost constantly potholed. We have to tolerate that. And the other concern I've got is there's a similar-sized lot maybe six houses west of where this is, and that's a fourplex. And just with the fourplex, the parking over there is impossible, and sometimes you find people double parking out of desperation because of the limitations for parking there, which creates a problem. In the fourplex, they have four garbage cans and four recycling cans. There isn't adequate room for that. So I hate to think what would happen if you put a sixplex there. It would be just awful, the congestion and the mess. And the other thing I find is that we have a duplex, and it takes a little bit from the neighborhood, but the neighborhood seems to be able to sustain it. But where this fourplex is, the residents seem to leave the cleanup to the owner of the building, and the owner of the building seems to leave the cleanup to the residents, and nothing gets done, and you got a great big mess. And I just shudder to think what would be look like once we get a sixplex across the back lane from where I live. It would be a real mess. So if there's any way that this proposition would be turned down, I'd certainly like to see it turned down. Now, conversely, I realize that people need a place to live. If they wanted to put a duplex in there, I wouldn't like it, but I wouldn't oppose it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vizar. Okay. All right. Anybody else registered in opposition to this item? Anybody else registered in opposition to this item? Anybody else here for information to this item? Anybody else here for information to this item that has not registered? Seeing none, I'll request the applicant to return.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the residents who came out tonight to express their views. Regarding the back lane, I'm okay if it stays gravel. The residents prefer gravel. We're okay if it stays gravel. We have no concerns there. We explored the idea of doing a local improvement. We're prepared to do our section of pavement, but if the residents want it to remain gravel, that seems to be the biggest concern of a number of speakers. Regarding the neighbor next door with garbage in their yard, as well as the fourplex down the street, whether a single family or a fourplex, so it's up to the landowner and the resident living on the site to maintain their properties. Some people are pristine with their properties in Winnipeg. Others have to face some bylaw court action. Occasionally, that's the responsibility of the property owner. That shouldn't prevent new development or new housing or new growth to go on in Winnipeg because there's a few bad apples out there who don't want to maintain their yards or collect a lot of clutter and garbage. We have bylaws and bylaw enforcement to deal with those folks to bring them up to an acceptable standard under the neighborhood livability bylaw. I don't believe that should be a reason to say that just because one person is doing it, whether it's a single family dwelling or a fourplex, a sixplex or an eightplex, an apartment building, will have the same kind of messy yard or messy garbage site. We're proposing a brand new building. Ideally, we're looking for seniors, older people who are still living in North Kildonan, but at an age where they want to downsize, move into a smaller unit. They're likely to have one car or no cars. I've been involved in a couple of parking studies that indicate that seniors tend to drive less. We're only providing one parking stall per unit. The market we're looking at really is for somebody in their 60s to 70s who unfortunately does not have a long lifespan anymore and is scaling back on their driving to the point where they don't need a car anymore. They're selling their house in North Cannonan and occupying our spaces in our building. There's a bus stop across the street. They're up the street from Henderson Highway where there's hairdressers, dentists, medical, shopping, etc. And they can either walk or take a bus or take a cab. That's kind of the market we're looking for. That's really what is the growth area for multiple family in North Cannonan. And that's what we're looking to get approved tonight. It's some six smaller suites. They're not going to be occupied by large families. We're looking at seniors, people over the age of 60, 65 to their 70s, who still have some independent living. If there's any questions from the community committee, I'd be happy to answer them. If not, that's all my presentation.
Any questions of the applicant?
I guess I do, and I'm not sure if it's incumbent upon the applicant or perhaps to seek advice from the administration. But it does have to do with the fourplex mentioned by the applicant as well as the previous speaker. If someone could describe to me a comparison of lot size between the mentioned fourplex and the lot size of the proposed sixplex.
The administration has a computer program called iView. They can click on it readily and tell you. There's also an apartment building two doors down to us, I believe, directly to the east. I'm not sure of their lot size either. There's a variety of lots I know along Springfield, and the administration has a computer program to answer that question.
And size?
In the nearby apartment building?
Order, please. Order.
14 dwelling units.
Do you have any other questions, Councilor?
And the apartment block is about 50%, or twice as big as, just over twice as big as the current block we're talking about.
Okay. Of course, you can't, this structure is meant to last generations. The intention for looking for seniors may not apply in a decade from now, even.
No, actually, the growth scenario, if you look at our Winnipeg and what was projected and the latest numbers, is that Winnipeg is actually growing into an older community over the next 30 to 50 years. You'll see that probably by the year 2030, about 90 to 95% of your new building permits will be for multiple family, and most of the growing market is seniors. It's because Winnipeg's population is aging. The baby boomers are just now entering into that cohort, into the older. So it's projected over the next 25 to 30 years, it's mostly going to be seniors housing that's going on in Winnipeg. So you're going to see a lot more applications like this coming forward to house that cohort where the building, after 30 years from now, there might be a different. But you're also seeing in the States, actually, the millennials also are not buying cars and not buying houses as quickly, and they're in the same kind of purchasing kind of category of what the seniors, the baby boomers are. Whether that changes or not, I'm not quite sure. That's not being predicted yet. But anticipated growth in the market in Winnipeg is seniors housing for at least the next 25 to 30 years. For a 60 to 70-year-old structure, you'd be looking at redoing the building in 30 years anyways.
Thank you for the statistics. I believe it happens to be just on that issue that Manitoba has one of the youngest average ages of any province in Canada, if not the youngest. Just thought I'd add that as well.
I had a quick question.
I had a quick question further to what you indicated when you first spoke at the beginning of this application today. You mentioned your client is prepared to post a letter of credit for the value of paving their section, their side and section of the lane based on concrete construction. Is that correct?
Yes, like that's they're prepared, but I'm not sure because I've heard now residents want to keep it gravel. I don't know if they want pavement or gravel or what they're looking for, but my client's prepared to do that.
All right. Well, if you were to post a letter of credit, let's say for a period of minimum 10 years, then that would determine whether or not in the future the neighborhood would go and do a, you know, it's not forever, but it would be there at least a 10-year window if the event the neighborhood would be prepared to do a letter of local improvement.
Yes, neighborhoods evolve. Maybe when different folks get in there, they'd be looking to pave the back lane.
Okay. The other point I want to make is under the conditional use, there is plan approval required, and I'm sure when the plan approval comes back for approval of this committee, that it would be required that your parking stalls in the back would be paved, correct?
Yeah, we will be happy to pave the parking stalls. The plan approval has to come back here for the design of the building, the landscaping, the fencing, the parking layout,
the elevations,
where the garbage enclosure is located, the whole thing.
Okay. Okay. I don't have any other questions at this point. Any other questions? Okay. Seeing none, thank you. Councillor Schreier, could you take the chair, please? I'd like to move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Carried.
I'd like to move that receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
I'd like to move in concurrence with the administration's recommendation to approve this application and that it be forwarded on to the Standing Committee of Property and Development.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Carried.
And supporting reasons, as pointed out by the public service, is that the density is similar to other properties in the neighborhood. Parking and the plan approvals will be required of the Standing Committee. The arguments made out in the complete communities of our Winnipeg, which identifies the need for greater density and some density in neighborhoods which are already developed versus green field development. And those are the supporting reasons. Call the question.
Pardon me?
I'll call the question.
All of the motion and the comments. Here.
And how do we do that?
Just call the question. Councillor Wyatt is moving that.
I'm moving that with this
public point. Service be concurred in with the comments that he just provided.
Okay, so called.
Aye. And I'll move the hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?